there's still people coming in. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the SA Film Festival. Welcome back to the SA Film Festival at the ICA. My name is Michael Temple. I work on the festival with all my lovely colleagues. So tonight's session we're going to be showing A Feeling Greater Than Love. And we have with us tonight the filmmaker, Mary Jimenez Saba. So we're very happy to have Mary with us tonight. And after the screening, Mary's going to be in conversation with Elisa LeBeau, who is a researcher, a filmmaker, a writer. And I think it's going to be a really lovely conversation. So I hope that you'll stay for that afterwards. So in terms of the festival, it's been very intense and very, very inspiring, I must say, this year. And I think we're going to keep that energy going, both here at the ICA. Just to remind you, if you haven't seen the program, we have tomorrow, we have a program of two pieces by Bo Wang and Pan Lu. And then we have the first of two films by Dora Garcia, which is called A Second Time Around. And Dora Garcia will be here for that screening. And there is also a reading event related to that screening, which is taking place at Birkbeck at 2 o'clock, if you're interested. And on Sunday at the ICA, we have another film by Dora Garcia called The Joycean Society, which is about a Finnegan's Wake reading group in Zurich. And in honor of that, there will be a Finnegan's Wake reading group taking place between 2 and 4 before the screening. So, you know, we spare no expense in terms of making it interesting. Now, I'm smiling, but I wanted to say something that Mary and I discussed before tonight, which is that we wanted to dedicate this screening to an amazing woman called Jocelyne Saab. Now, Jocelyne is maybe not very well known in the UK, but I think she is an incredibly important figure in film culture. She was a TV reporter. She worked on the radio. She was a journalist. She was an incredible essay filmmaker. She was a curator. And I think probably above all of those things, she was also a political activist and someone who fought literally to the end for her beliefs and her commitment to the political struggles in the Middle East. We were very, very lucky to have Jocelyne here in 2017. She spent 3 or 4 days with us, and I think everyone who met her was touched by her. She was incredibly funny, incredibly modest. She spoke to everybody. She took an interest in everybody. She came to all the screenings. And on the final day of 2017, we showed what we called her Beirut Trilogy, which are three incredible essay films that she made during the Civil War in Beirut. Beirut Nevermore, Letter from Beirut, and Beirut My City. And it was the first time those films had ever been shown, as far as I'm aware, in this country, and certainly the first time they'd been shown as essay films and as the Beirut Trilogy. And Jocelyne said afterwards that she was very touched by the fact that we'd wanted to show them within an essay film festival, because for her they were sort of something that belonged in many ways to her past, but also that we wanted to present them as this trilogy. So it was very sad when we learned a couple of months ago that she'd passed away. Everyone knew, I think, that she wasn't very well, but she carried on working and working and working and doing the things that she believed in. And I just wanted to say to people that there is a very strong sense that people now want to, there's an association, a Jocelyne Saab Association, which has been founded literally in the last few days. There are events taking place in different parts of the world. And I think there's going to be a big movement towards getting her work better known in this country. And personally, I had plans with her, we had plans with her to do an exhibition of some of her war photography and to maybe do a further kind of deeper retrospective of her work. So it was very sad, but I just thought it was important that tonight we wanted to dedicate this particular session of the festival to Jocelyne. And I think Mary wants to say something before we go into the screening.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, I just very much wanted to thank Jocelyne, actually, who was a mentor to me and an inspiration to not just myself, but to so many, many people. I think without her, not just are her films brilliant, and she was such a brilliant and caring and generous and dedicated and committed person in every sense of the word. But she helped everyone. I think that cinema in, you know, not just Lebanon, but the whole region would be very different without her. And we miss her very much, and I'm very grateful to have known her. So I hope that you'll all get a chance to see her work as well. There's a bit of her film actually in this film, one of her films, one of her many, many, many films. And yeah, thank you once again to you all, and I will see you in a bit.
Thank you.